This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we'll meet a man who's found an innovative way to fertilize his garden. But first, we have a story about farming and struggling with drought in India. India's economy is booming. It grew at a rate of 10% in the last quarter, helped along by a thriving agricultural sector in some places. A good monsoon season yielded strong crops in northern and central India. But in India's southern states, the last 3 years have brought severe drought. There's now a wave of suicides among farmers in the region. Miranda Kennedy recently traveled to Kerala State at India's southern tip. She has this report.
Joseph Anchakulam's fields in tropical Kerala State are barren and crisp. On this once fertile land, nothing grows now. A month ago, Joseph got drunk, set a match to his fields of spices and coffee, and threw himself into the flames. His neighbors saved him from suicide, but they couldn't save his fields.
There's nothing there. It's all gone. I set fire to everything. I had no hope.
Joseph is not the first farmer to lose hope. In the water-starved Indian states of Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, and most recently Kerala, local officials say thousands of farmers have committed suicide over the past 3 years, either by drinking pesticide or throwing themselves into their burning fields. Most, like Joseph, owe large sums to banks and moneylenders, which typically charge about 10% interest. Tongacha Joy says his brother killed himself last month by drinking poison. Tongacha says he doesn't yet know whether he will have to repay the debt his brother owed to the bank, but he knows he is now responsible for the wife and children his brother left behind. In normal times, Kerala is one of India's better-off states. It boasts the country's highest literacy, above 90%, and one of the country's most successful tourist industries. Kerala usually gets over 120 inches of rainfall a year to feed its 40-some rivers. This year, they got half of that. T.D. Binoy, a schoolteacher in Kerala's Wayanad district, is looking at one farmer's black pepper plants. They are creepers that grow very slowly and take several years to reach maturity. These have turned yellow and black from lack of water.
We have to remove those dried ones, and we can plant the new ones. And if we want to get the benefit out of it, we'll have to wait for 6 or 7 years. We have to consider it as our children. So if we lose some agriculture crops, it will be as like pushing a dagger to our heart.
The farmers in this district say that after 3 years of drought, their crops will not recover now. That means Kerala's Malabar coast, renowned for its spices, tea, and coffee, could go without harvest for several years to come. Anandawali, Joseph's neighbor, says she understands why Joseph tried to kill himself. Her own plants haven't yielded for 2 years, and she also has a huge debt.
There is no way out except death. In this part, we keep our word, and we feel we should pay back the debts we owe. The bank officers and moneylenders come to us for their money, and sometimes they even beat us up. In these conditions, isn't it better to commit suicide?
When India's finance minister, Jaswant Singh, visited Kerala recently, he promised to give funds to drought-stricken farmers until the monsoon begins in June. He also said that banks would declare a moratorium on the repayment of farm loans. But S.A. Varke, who heads a group called the Kerala Farmers Relief Forum, believes those are just the empty promises of an election campaign. National parliamentary elections are scheduled for late April.
The government has no comprehensive plan to help us recover from this drought. For instance, the farmers haven't been made aware of the crops that require less rainfall. I predict there will be mass suicides here unless this year's monsoon is better and the government initiates a real plan to help.
But the coming monsoon doesn't offer much comfort to the farmers of southern India right now. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.